A group of 1,000 businesses is using a ruling recently issued by federal Judge James Reddin to call for a new look at salmon policy. In a news conference, business owners and fishermen say they hope to bring key regional stakeholders to the table to restore all salmon runs to the Columbia and Snake Rivers. Spokane outdoor retailer Paul Fish says a healthy environment goes hand in hand with a healthy economy.
The outdoor industry, which is outdoors and includes hunting and fishing, has a $730 billion impact on the United States economy.
Business owners say healthy salmon runs affect much more than tourism and restaurants. Liz Hamilton is the Northwest Sports Fishing Industry Association Executive Director. She says there's also a hidden infrastructure, things like banking, tire manufacturers, and insurance agencies. Some federal agencies don't see Reddin's opinion as a gateway to rehauling salmon policy. Rather, they look at it as a way to retool the river's habitat program. But organizers say they want to keep all options available, from habitat restoration to dam removal on the lower Snake River. In Richland, I'm Courtney Flatt.